part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Yes, we are feeling holiday these days, and so we're enjoying ourselves. Here we are, SID Media on TikTok. That's where we at. Anxiety about Makaya Land. Let's talk about it. Anxiety about visiting Emakaya. Lalela. You know, when you were young, and it's not as stressful as perhaps when you have now matriculated, or maybe you are in varsity, or you've completed varsity, or you get employed. Maybe you start making ends meet for yourself, or somehow they are ends. Even if they're not for yourself fully, they are some kind of ends. Then going home can come with additional anxiety that before perhaps just wasn't there. And I wanted to talk about that. What are the anxieties that you have regarding going home? If any. Maybe you don't have any, which is great. But I'm assuming that a lot of people do have some kind of something when they are leaving the city to go and visit Emakaya. Let's start with the main issues that could be bothersome. How are you performing at school? Of course. So what do you do? And what are you studying? You work now. I'm sure you're making money, ne? I need help. Here are my bank details. I need to do, and then the list, ne? I need to do A, B, C, dun, 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 dun. My child needs, and then the list comes. I thought that you could help, man. Can I write now? I'm saying these things in English. These things would not be said in English. Whatever your local language is, it would be said in whether you, if you are Tswana, it's going to be said in Setswana. If you are Sotho, it's going to be said in Sotho. If you are Zulu, it's going to be said in Zulu. If you are Xhosa, it's going to be said in Xhosa. If you are Tsonga, it's going to be said in Tsonga. If you are Venda, it's going to be said in Chivenda. You must understand that these things don't sound fancy, but it's going to be said by, or rather, in the language that is spoken at home. Okay, so right now it sounds like these things aren't real. No, these things are 100%. You know what I'm talking about. And then, when are you getting married, Trenti? Hey, Batong, you need to have a child now. Yes, lots of trauma. Lots and lots of trauma of many other city people, I think, also, that have brought me here to this conversation in particular. Yes. The anxiety of going home. Because somehow, home believes that life in the city is perfect. Yeah, well? And you have the capacity to always pull. Always. You see, I think the perception of the city life is that you can handle that, man. You can handle it. You can definitely take on more. It's just my don'ts. That time, the person who thinks it's just my what, there are five other people who also think that their requests are the only ones, yeah, well? So it becomes a bit more, it becomes tricky. And I mean, we are looking at how you are dressed, what you drive, perhaps, you know, the groceries maybe that you might have contributed. Maybe we know you are dressed in the city, and my request to you basically, it's not a lot. You can handle them. And any questions asked that have nothing to do with black tax, well, you're a child in this home. You will always be a child in this home. So make us understand your decisions. And then after that, yeah, maybe you need to reconsider your choices, because we all have a say, right, in how you must do things. So for many people who have a home to visit, the rest, especially away from the city, but even if it's not really away from the city, it could be here, Ekasi, Soweto, or whatever, you know. If home is rural, and I'm saying it could be Ekasi, it can be a much appreciated break, it should be. But I think increasingly there is an emotional preparedness that needs to go into that, into the fact that we are going home this weekend or these holidays, whenever, and be prepared emotionally for the conversations that are going to take place. Are these sentiments that you share, is this your experience, or is yours completely different? You never, ever, ever, ever struggle with going to visit at home, because these things never, ever happen to you. Sana, lucky you, if none of these questions have ever come your way, you're doing something right. I want to be you right now.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.